Okay, so I figured that next week already, Motzei Shabbos, we're going to be starting Slichas. I know, it's already that time. So I figured we'll start learning a little bit about the Halachas of Slichas and some Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Because actually, Hilchos Rosh Hashanah is a bunch of Simonim, and Hilchos Yom Kippur is, and you don't always get around to learning the whole thing before Yom Kippur. So Tavkuf Aleph, Sif Aleph starts off. Neagim Lakim Bashmiris. The minig is to get up early. Bashmiris till the end of the night. Loimar Slichas V'Sachanunim Rish Chodesh El V'Eloch Ad Yom Kippur. So the minig is to get up, start Slichas when, from Rish Chodesh El until on. And we know that is the minig of Sfardim. Right? Sfardim. Get up, and they already started. They started the slichas already. So, Dr. Ramah, umidig b'nei Ashkenaz enekin, but the midig b'nei Ashkenaz is not like that. Ela meirish chaydish ve'eloch maschilin liskaya acher hatfila shachris. We begin to blow the shayfer after shachris. V'yesh mekay mishatayim gamkein arvis, and some places also blow at nighttime. When do they start to say Slichas to Bnei Ashkenaz? The Yom Rishon Shel Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. They do it the Sunday before Rosh Hashanah. V'mchal Rosh Hashanah Sheni or Shlishi, like this year, if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Monday or Tuesday like it does this year, so then Maschilin Miyom Rishon Shvua Shel Lifnei. So then we start off Slichas from Sunday the week before that. So like this year, that's why we're starting next week, Motzei Shabbos. And then we go the whole entire week, and then we go until we rush through. Okay, so now we see from here, before we get back to the Slichas part, I just wanted to go in chronological order. Because he mentioned here, the Ramah mentioned that that you blow the Shofar from Rosh Chodesh and onwards, and then he said you say Slichas from starting the Sunday before. So if you take a look at Siv Katan Gimel, Mishnah Berurah, Merish Chodesh Ve'Eloch. It says, Yesh Maschilin Miyayim Rishayin D'Reish Chodesh. Remember, everyone's always not sure. Wait, do we start the first day of Reish Chodesh, or do we start the second day of Reish Chodesh? So he says, some start the first day, Yesh Maschilin Miyayim Shayin D'Reish Chodesh, some start the second day. V'chein Kasev B'Siddur D'Arachayim. And also the Siddur D'Arachayim, everybody knows the Siddur D'Arachayim. So he says that you should do it from the second day. V'yesh l'skaya b'chol b'ikar achar tefillah. You should blow every morning after tefillah. And then he says, okay, there's some of his mayors there. Okay, he says, you say some ratzin. I want to get to the end here. So that, okay, the rest is, let's skip the rest. And then he says, what happens, also, now here the shayla comes up, is what happens if you forget to blow after shacharis? Okay? So you're supposed to blow after shacharis. Well, what happens if you forget to blow after shacharis? So is there an inyan of tashlumin? So should you make it up? So actually, believe it or not, the Moshe talks about this. And Moshe says that if you forget to blow after shachris, you should blow after mincha. Because he says you should do it. It's a minute.
Right. So.
Well, but he said to be mekayim the mincha. No, you missed the shachris. If you miss blowing after shachris, it's the
only
thing
mekayim
the mincha.
Just be mekayim the mincha.
Us, we'll get to that also.
The individual, I think.
So he says, so then you should, because the minig is not just after shachris. He says the minig is to blow once during the day. They were keveyed for shachris, since everyone's in shul by shachris, right? Everyone's in shul by shachris. And by mincha already is a little, you know, I guess, a little tighter, it's hard to get there. So if that's the whole point of the minig is not lav dafka by shachris. He says, however, the Rabbi Yashav holds that you should not blow by mincha if you forgot by shachris. Now, what happens if someone's davening the yechidus? So, should he blow the shofar after he finishes his davening? So, to bring down from Eliyashiv that he says you do not need a blow if you're davening the Achidus. Okay. Now, I'm trying to find where I saw this, but I saw somewhere that Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah Yeah, here we go. Okay, if you take a look at Sifkat and Beis, it's actually before this one, Sifkat and Beis. So there he's actually going on the Mechaber, didn't that's why it was a little... He's actually going on the Mechaber that says that you should say Slichus, right, from Rosh Chodesh until Yom Kippur. So then if you look at the Mishnah Berurah there, V'nai Gim B'medina Seinu M'Rosh Chodesh Ela Yom Kippur M'Leimer B'chol Yom Achagmar Tfila. What do we say every day after a Tfila, Mizmor? We say this Mizmor of Adav Hashem Ayur. Biker V'Erev. Mishnah Berurah says you should say bike morning and evening. V'ayim Mach of Kaddish, and afterwards you should say Kaddish. V'adu Nai Gim Leimer Achmini Atzaris. We're not Nai to just go to Yom Kippur, right? We go to Shmini Atzaris. But the Chaber says you should go to Yom Kippur. We extend the Shmini Atzaris. He says, "B'yom sheish by Musaf, achad gmar tefil shachas kodmi kamaychli." So Mishnah Berurah is fasting that you should say it after shachas. We have a day of Musaf like on Shabbos. You have Musaf, so you should say L'davar Hashem after shachas.
Like the Shir Shaliyah.
If you do it, then that's Musaf Tzvar.
That's
Musaf Tzvar.
Even Ashkenaz.
Well, I mean, yeah, Mishnah Berurah seems like he's going with Musaf Tzvar here. And what's Arab? Uba Arev zakt Mishnah Berurah after Tfilas HaMincha.
Right. That's right.
Why do we do it after Mincha?
So that's what I was wondering. Why we do it after Mincha. Mishnah Berurah here says that you should do it after Mincha.
Nusach
Tzvah
is
Mincha.
Yeah.
But it seems that the Mishnah, I mean, the Ramah said that Yesh Mekayim Shetekim Gam Kein Arvis. So the Ramah's mashma that you should do it after Mincha, like we do it. But for some reason, Mishnah Berurah says that no, Erev is after Tfilas Mincha. But also, I mean, you see also that he also says that on a Shabbos or a day that has Musaf, you should do it after Shachris, which is also Nusach Tzvar. So it seems that Mishnah Berurah is going in Nusach Tzvar, and their Ramah is going in Nusach Ashkenaz. Okay. So now what happens?
It's not even saying it's a minute. He's saying in our country, this is what we do.
Oh, but I'm not even aware. I guess he's not going with the Ramah, it seems like, you know, so why is he not going with the Ramah?
And Mechaber's not talking about the Davar Shavar, he's talking about...
Right,
Slichus.
You're absolutely right. No, you're right, I made a mistake. The Ramah's talking about blowing Shaifer. He says you should, that there are some places that blow also Marv. He doesn't talk about, you're right, he doesn't talk about the Davar Hashem. I just assume that they go together, but you're right.
Does anybody else anywhere talk about this one, to blow at Marv?
You've never heard it before, right?
Not by anybody
else. No, I don't see anybody else here discussing it. Okay, fine. So anyway, here's a Shiloh. What happens if you're davening at a place where your minhag is to do it after Marv? And they're doing it after Mincha.
Shofa?
No.
No, not sure. I thought the same thing. Adam Mincha and Dov Ben Nachum, Adam Mariv in, what's his name? The doctor. Should I say it three times?
Right, so what should you do?
Right, so I did, because what's the big deal? You know, he says Kapitel Zelen.
So Rav Shlomo Zalman says that you should, whatever they're doing, that's what you should do.
Right.
Whatever you're doing. Whatever they're doing, you should be doing. Even if you say it three times.
What about if you're in Rome?
If you're in Rome.
So what's the pshat that we say the yoyim before the Davan Hashem? Why do we say the yoyim before the Davan Hashem? What?
No,
why don't you say the Davan Hashem first? And then the yoyim. So that's what you should say. That's what you should say the yoyim first. Now, what about Rosh Chodesh? What do we say first? Baruch Pinashi, or do we say the David?
Well, you should say the David first, say more times than
Baruch Pinashi. Because the David Hashem, right? But what do we do? We say Baruch Pinashi first, right?
We do.
It's a good Tatar.
No.
The David is more Tatar. Because the David, you say more than 30 times.
Right. 40 times.
More time. Spread out throughout the year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he says, so they bring from Yaakov Kamenetsky. Yaakov Kamenetsky says that even though Ladavan Hashem is more Tadr than Baruch Hinashi, but still, since the Yoyim is Gairin for you to say Baruch Hinashi, and this Yoyim is not Gairin for you to say Ladavan, so therefore he says that's why you say Baruch Hinashi first. There's nothing about Rosh Chodesh that makes you say Ladavan Hashem, but there's something about Rosh Chodesh that makes you say Baruch Hinashi, so that's why you should say Baruch Hinashi first. That's easy. Okay, so now let's get into Slichus a little bit. So the Mechaber said that you should get up and you should say Slichus Ba'ashmeiris. Right? What's Ba'ashmeiris? See, what does it mean Ba'ashmeiris? So look at the Mishnah Berurah, the Sifkat and Aleph. Now you can look at Ba'ashmeiris. The Soif HaLaila. Ba'ashmeiris is the end of the night. Right? We split up the night into Peter Fin, Ashmeiris is called. And Mishnah Berurah says that the Soif HaLaila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shat Ba'al Mazeb Hu Eis Ratzah. So the end of the night, you should know, is always a very big Eis Ratzah. So that's why he says it's the minig is to get up, and when we're saying Slichus, Tachanunim, that's the best time to do it, because Hashem is hovering around Olam Hazeh, whatever that means, and it's an Eis Ratzah. So therefore, it's best to say it in Bashmeiris.
Is that just the first day, or every day?
No, every day that you're saying Slichus. It's best to say at the end of the night. So really, you should say Slichus before Amar Shachar. You should say at the end, of the last.
I'm talking about getting going at
Chatzos. Well, hold on. Okay, so we'll get the Chatzos in a second. But this is not Chatzos.
This is
the last. This is the last portion of the night.
Yeah.
Last portion of the Zashmayis. So, okay. So then the Shiloh, right? So the Shiloh becomes. So where do Chatzos come from? Right, so if you just learned this Mishnah Berurah, it's mashma that really you should not be saying it before the end of the night. But he says, so Ramosha has a tshuva on this, and Ramosha says that Lamaisa, the minig is, we know about the minig, we know that the minig is that a lot of that people get up by Chatzos to do it, so he doesn't want, apparently there is some sort of minig to do it after Chatzos.
Every day.
It's interesting because if you look in the tshuva there, I saw it yesterday. If you look in the tshuva there, it says, it seems like he's talking about the first night. But then once it's already a thing to do it after Chatzos, I guess it can carry into the rest. Now the shaila is, what about before Chatzos? I think that there are some shul.
Young Israel does it like.
Well, I don't want to say names, but I think there are certain.
Is that a problem?
So I think there are certain places that do it before Chatzos.
Yeah, some places do it.
Yeah, Israel does.
Like 11 o'clock, 11:30, on Shabbos on the
app. Right. So that's the Shiloh. So the Shiloh came to Rav Moshe.
After
Shkia. They asked Rav Moshe, "Are you allowed to say Slichus before Chatzos?" So Rav Moshe says that you should not say Slichus before Chatzos. And you should certainly not say Yud Gimel Mivos. And he says that Bishas Hadchak Godol. Like if people are scared to go out at night. Like if it's such a Shas Hadchak. So he says then, and if they don't do it now, they're not going to do it at all. She says, then it's better that they should say it, at least say something before Chatzos than to not say it at all. And then he says, but he says, you know why? You know what the heter is? The heter is because it's a hayra shah. Right? There's something called the sometimes they're about to make a specific hayra that's just for this time. Because of the crazy circumstances right now, so we're going to let you have Pesach and Sukkot, right? They have some sort of, it's a one-time deal. That's what he says. And he says that not only that, but you have to make an announcement that the only reason why we're allowing everybody to say slichas, you know, so and these shows you to make up, the only reason why we're making allowing everybody to do slichas before Chatzos is because it's Shasat Chak and whatever, and next year we're back to normal. So the places that normally do it before Chatzos, I'm not sure. Moshe didn't seem to be so into it.
There's got to be a heter. You're not looking hard enough.
Well, I didn't look everywhere. I just saw Moshe.
They don't follow him on that issue. That's all.
So who do they follow?
I don't know. But
they gotta follow somebody.
Everybody doesn't follow Moshe on every single thing.
Now, Lamaisa, like we said, it seems from here that the best time to say is Ashmaris. After Chatzos, somehow there's some minig that started in Klai Yisrael that came down. But Lamaisa, most of us don't do it before Ashmaris. We do it already after Netzach Hama, after it's already in the morning, right?
The rest of the week.
Yeah, we do it after Netzach
Hama. Right, we do it regular time, right? Daven 7 o'clock instead of 7 o'clock, be 6:50, whatever it is. But it's certainly after Sunday. So what happens? So let's say a person has a choice to do it after Chatzos, or should he do it after already it's morning?
You mean because they're both not ultimate?
Right. The best is Ashmaris. Here you have after Chatzos or the morning. So you should know, I got heard yesterday that in Eretz Yisrael, what they used to do is they used to move the clocks back an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, before, right around Slichas time, so that Chatzos is then 11:30. Mm-hmm. So davening is slichas by chatzos is not so so crazy. Also, I think they also did
Yom
it.
Yom Kippur.
Also. I think they had the Yom Kippur also, so that I guess it's easier psychologically.
To change clocks right after Yom Kippur.
Who does?
We always seem to do that.
Oh yeah. Regardless, I think now they don't do that anymore. All right, it's wrong.
They don't change the clocks.
No,
they don't change it at all.
That's what I heard. They don't. Right. They don't change it. Okay, fine. Know. Anyway, so this Shiloh, so Chaim Kanievsky says on this Shiloh that it's better to do it after chatzos than to do it in the morning.
It's extremely impressive.
However, Rabbi Yashiv and Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, they say it's better to do it in the morning after already the morning than to do it by Chatzos.
So morning's better?
According to Rabbi Yashiv and according to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, it's better to do it in the morning. Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky says it's better to do it after Chatzos. If you have a choice between that. Except they all say that the first night, for some reason the first night is a much bigger minig to do it after Chatzos. So the first night already, everyone should push themselves to do it after Chatzos, because that's the minig, and it seems like Ramesha and Rav Chaim Kanievsky and Rabbi Yashiv, they're all into, okay, listen, this is the minig, that's what we're going to do. So the first night, you should all do it, you know, if you can, after Chatzos. And I remember the first time that I was not able to do it Chatzos, I was in Lakewood, and I was...
That's probably why.
I was in Lakewood the first time, and I remember that after Shabbos, I got such a terrible headache. I lied down, and I slept, and I didn't wake up before Chatzos. So, but then I remember that was the first time that it hit me that I missed the Chatzos. Okay, now also,
the morning's technically equally as good, right?
The morning,
generally for sure.
Yeah, no, generally for sure.
And the first night, try to do
Chatzos. Because that's... Ramesha he said, that's the minig, he's not going to mess with the minig. Ramesha's not messing with the minig, Rav Chaim Kanievsky wasn't, Rabbi Yashiv. They're talking about after the first day already, then...
And so what happens to Ashmaris?
So really the best time to do is Ashmaris. I mean, if you have a minion that does it at the end of the night before Amr Shachar, that's the best.
No one had a minion for that. It's like 3:30 or something, right?
Is it? I mean, no. As long as it's before Alois.
Before Alois.
It's always around 1:30.
Yeah. No, we're talking about...
No, Alois. When's Alois?
Yeah, that's what they always do.
No, the first night. That's the first night. We're talking about every other night. Every other night.
Right?
Yeah, the best time
is... This is 5:50, so maybe...
You have to do it at 5:30. Yeah.
5 o'clock.
What did you say before?
If you're gonna make it 5 o'clock, I will not be there.
Yeah, the best time to do it is the end of is
Bash
Shmiris.
It's still in the middle of the night.
It's still night time.
So it's still Shmiris right up until Alas Shmiris.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
The minis are right at Minyarim.
Okay, so take a look at this. Take a look at this Shari Tshuva. It's this Sif Katan Aleph in the Shari Tshuva, and in mine it's a few lines down. It starts off Va'ayin Sham B'Shem Arash Shar Aryeh. Sif Katan Aleph, Kaf Kaf Hey Aleph. In yours it's the second line.
Mine?
No.
Va'ayin Sham B'Shem.
The Shem Marash Shar Aryeh. You got it?
Second
one.
Yeah,
oh, also second. Shetzarech loymer haslichis v'nachas uvemitun ubekavon. Because you have to say slichis slowly, right, with kavona. And then he says, listen to this. V'aser lahasker yud gimel midah shalei bekavon. It's aser to say the yud gimel midah shalei bekavon. So, okay, the first night I know we're all good. Already after, you know, the fourth day of Asher Simei Tshuva, yeah, sleep is already getting longer and longer and longer. You gotta be careful. You know, you'd give me this. They have to say with kavana.
Who is this person that says that?
I'm not sure. Shar Aryeh. Yeah. And then there's another lashon I wanted you to see.
Whatever kavana means, of course.
Here, by this is in. If you go to Hilchos Yom Kippur. Hilchos Yom Kippur Tuf Reish Chaf Gimel.
What page?
Tuf. It's right in the beginning. Actually, it's the end of Tuf Reish Chaf Days.
What's that again? Tuf Reish what?
Chaf Days. All the way at the end of Tuf Reish Chaf Days, it's in the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Gimel. Sifkat Yud Gimel. The Loy Avinu Malkeinu.
Yud Gimel in the Mishnah Berurah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now here he's talking about. It's very interesting. The Sif Dalet here, and Hilchos Yom Kippur is saying that on Yom Kippur we do not have the Kain and Duchening on Mincha by Yom Kippur. I'm sorry. No, it was right before that. Sifkat Gimel. He says that if Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, so we do not say, Mechaber says you should say Avinu Malkeinu and you should say Sitka Asafa, but the Ramah says that you should not say Sitka Asafa and you should not say Avinu Malkeinu. Now, Zok the Mishnah Berurah Sitka Asafa Yud Gimel. V'lo Avinu Malkeinu, Shehu Shehu Strachim. The reason why on Shabbos you're not supposed to ask for your personal needs. V'ein Shailim B'Shabbos. So B'Choil Aymer. But if let's say Yom Kippur falls out on a regular weekday, so then you should say Avinu Malkeinu. Im loy shehazman katzer v'tzarech lemar kedei l'espal nila b'yayim. That's only if you're not in a rush. If Yom Kippur falls out on Tuesday, and you're up to mincha, and you're looking at the clock, and you know that you got to get neila in before it gets too late, and therefore you want to say, okay, let's just get through Avinu Malkeinu quickly. He says, Mishbu, you shouldn't do it. Just skip it. Now look what he says, V'toiv loymer ma'at slichis benachas meharbe b'merutza. Better to say less slichis slowly and carefully than to say a lot quickly.
I like this.
So these two things, we have the Shari Tshuva, we have this Mishnah Berurah. So what would you say? You go to Minyan, and they're ripping through slichis like you never believed it. So I would suggest, and I don't know if this is, I'm not passing, but I would suggest that maybe it might be better. Yeah, you just say slowly the first one, and then once they hit, once they're ready up to Yud Gimel Midah, so I want to speak about that channel also.
Then what
happens if you're saying?
One second, you say Yud Gimel Midah, and then continue.
Okay, I'm getting that chat right now. Let's say you're saying Slichas, and it turns out that they're ripping much faster, and they're way ahead of you.
That happens every single Slichas.
So what should you do? Should you stop? Well, what,
yes.
What's
stock I've been going under.
So let me find. Let me see if
I'm
I can find this
there,
question.
I'm done.
hold on. Let me see.
Right.
here. Here we go. Okay, so somebody is davening slowly, and he can't finish the whole paragraph in Slichas before. So what should he do? So and they're up to Yud Gimel Midos. So you're still behind, and they're up to Yud Gimel Midos. So Rabbi Yashiv and Rabbi Zalma, they say that you should stop, say Yud Gimel Midos, and say Yud Gimel Midos with the Tzibur, and then go back to continuing what you're saying. Okay, that's Rabbi Yashiv.
In the middle of the paragraph.
You're in the middle of the paragraph, yeah. And they're up to, they already got to Yud Gimel Midos, which is Hashem Hashem, by the way. It's not, you know. So you're up to Hashem Hashem, you stop, you say Hashem Hashem with them, and then you go back to continue where you're reading from.
That little paragraph immediately after Yud Gimel Midos.
Right, so that's no. Yud Gimel Midos is Yud Gimel Midos. Hashem Hashem Karat.
That's an important
point. Huh?
That you wouldn't say.
What?
That you would not say.
The after Yud Gimel Midos.
That little paragraph.
Right, after Yud Gimel Midos. Right, no. Just say the Yud Gimel Midos and then go back. Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky says that you should stop from when they start Kelmelech Yoshe.
No.
So you're saying it.
Join in with them.
Yeah.
No, well, he doesn't say you should say Kelmelech Yoshe.
Oh, you just stop.
You just stop, listen, and then when they say Hashem Hashem, you say Hashem Hashem, and then go back. Wow. He says it.
Places are getting easier and easier. Keep going.
Yeah, but you never skip anything, though, right in this.
Right, so this way, let's say, I'm saying, so let's say there's, you know, there's like three main paragraphs to say, right? But you want to say it slowly, you want to be Mekaydes Mishmur and the Shari Tshuva. So you start, you say it slowly, and then they're ripping ahead. You're better than them. You say it slowly, and then you'll say the Yud Gimel Midos with them, and then you'll finish the first paragraph. They'll already be up to the one that, you know, they say with the Chazan.
But what's that? When they start davening, you're done, right?
Yeah,
otherwise they're going to be up to Shema, and you're going to be finishing up.
No, you don't have to say. I mean, you don't have to say every. Right. So don't say every single one. Yeah, once they're up to that, then you. Yeah, I would say that once they're up.
After everything, those things are all primarily optional, right?
I mean, everything's a minig, but. Yeah, I mean, if it was me, I mean, I guess you should check with your local. You know, if it was me, learning these halachas, I would say just go slowly, and then once they get up to, you know, Shema Kelenu. So you say Shema Kelein with them, and then you say Vidui with them. You just skip. You know, say Vidui with them, and then continue from there on. I'm not Paskin.
Why aren't you Paskinin? You're a Pesik. You wrote a Sefer.
So,
that discusses the complexities of Nida. You're a Pesik. Tell us what to do.
Okay, so what happens if you're, already Davin? And you go into a shul because you wanted to learn or whatever it is, and then they're in the middle of sichas. They're saying Yud Gimel Midos. So should you say Yud Gimel Midos with them?
Yes.
He says you should say Yud Gimel Midos with them. What about if you're davening the Yechidus? So if you're davening the Yechidus, what do you not say? What should you say? You know, so if people have to take, you know, trips during Saras Mechuba during a week before Shana, so. You're davening, but you want to say sliches because you know it's. You want to. So what should you do? So he says. So you should not say Yud Gimel Midos, right?
How about the Kelmelech before?
That's fine.
You say everything except for Midos.
You can say right. Just you cannot say the. You're not allowed to say Yud Gimel Midos unless you have a tzibur.
Kelmelech, that paragraph is only similar to Midian.
From here, it seems. I mean, again, I'm just. From what I'm seeing, it seems that the only problem is Yud Gimel Midos. It seems that the Kamalach, you know,
but what do they consider that? That's the thing. I know the actual Yud Gimel Midos.
Right, that's what I think.
But what do they consider?
The Kamalach?
That goes together with it. There's a little bit before, a little bit after.
Yeah, so I mean, from here, I don't know, again, you can check, but it seems from here that you certainly should not say Yud Gimel Midos. I don't know if you can say the Kamalach. It doesn't seem from here that there's a problem, but certainly Yud Gimel Midos is a problem. Some say that it's okay to say Yud Gimel Midos, if you say it with the niggin that it's lame. Because then the only reason you're not allowed to say Yud Gimel Midos is Derech Tefillah Bakasha. Derech Tefillah Bakasha, you can only say Yud Gimel Midos in a tzibur. But if you're just laying it, then it's okay.
Then you have to say the whole psalm.
And listen to this, Rav Moshe says. What?
Continues. You have to say the whole
psalm. Oh, so this says, Rav Moshe says, oh, just let me see if I get to that. Hold on, but first let me just say this. Ramesha says that let's say you don't know the Negin. You never learned to your Bar Mitzvah, you don't know the Negin. So he says you can do it in any Negin. You can do it in any Negin. Even the Negin that you use to learn. You can use that Negin as long as you're not doing it Derech Tefillah. So he says you're okay.
But it is Derech Tefillah, come on.
What?
If you make up your own tune and you're still using it as part of your davening. No?
Yeah, I mean, it seems from Ramesha that Derech Tefillah is only if you're, doing it with Derech Makasha. Hashem. I don't know how you daven. He says if you're doing it with a Negin.
That's
I know.
how did you
say, but you can do it with
the trump from the
trump.
Meaning, right? That understands, right? It's like saying Shema in the middle of the day.
I guess if it's clear that you never use this Negin to daven, you use this Negin only to learn. You're not singing it like you sing Mekayim Chol. I don't know. This is the Negin that you use when you're singing at the Shabbos table or when you're learning. Everybody has a Negin when they learn, right? I think I saw also Shlomo Shaila about if you're allowed to stop in the middle, because you're not supposed to stop in the middle. It says Venakei is in the middle of the pasuk.
Right.
So I think I saw somewhere that you have to continue the whole. You have to continue the whole pasuk.
Right, but don't we
especially
because
you're saying Hashem's name better. Well, actually, no. Is there?
Don't we have that at the end of it?
Okay, but he also says here that you also should not say if you're davening b'yachidus, you should not say at the end of slichas. There's the Aramaic parts. And Mache Umase Umar and Mishmaya. He says that you should only say with minion. You should not say that. Also, you ever wonder, before the paragraph, there's always words of Lakeinu and Lakeinu.
Yeah.
And we're always not. Do we say Lakeinu and Lakeinu? So the Mishaburu says here that before every slicha, you should say Lakeinu and Lakeinu. Except if it starts off with Hashem's name. There are certain slichas that start off with Hashem's name. Like Elikim, whatever. So if it starts with Hashem's name, so then you don't have to do it. But otherwise, you should say Elikim, Elikim. Also, he says that when you say Vayikra B'Shem Hashem, so he says you should stop between B'Shem and Hashem. Vayikra B'Shem Hashem. He says that's it. He brings from the, I don't know. he brings from the Abu Dharam. No, I hear people do it.
Yeah, I hear people.
You know what I mean?
I'll listen for it more carefully now.
It could be the places that daven before Chatzos.
Exactly.
Now, what about saying Birkas HaTorah before Slichas? You wake up in the morning, right? You're running out the door to Slichas, you get to Slichas, and you're like, oh my gosh, I forgot to say Birkas HaTorah, and you're not sure, do I say Birkas HaTorah before? If I start saying Birkas HaTorah, no.
Stop saying Ashrei, of course you're going to say Birkas HaTorah.
You don't.
Ashrei is Torah.
That's
so that's the shayla. Do you say Birkas HaTorah before or not? So it seems from the Mishnah Berurah that really lechatchila you should say Birkas HaTorah before slichas.
Should.
You really should.
Should.
You really should.
However, there is
a heter that some say that since that derech tefila is not limud. So even though you're saying Torah, you're saying Psukim, you're saying all these things, and it's Torah, but since you're doing it Derech Tefillah, he says that doesn't need a special bracha.
Maybe that heter works
for Lata. But it seems from the Mishnah Berurah that lechatchila really you should try to schedule in. I know it's hard, because you're waking up early already, but you should schedule in. You should say Birkas HaTorah before. Well, I'm not getting involved with the kind of shama. I'm just Birkas HaTorah. No, Birkas HaTorah would just be lost with the Reseira and Shabbat Rabbanu. So I'm Tila Sedayim and Asher Yotza with the kind of shama. I don't know. I'm not prepared for that.
You can say all of them.
Okay, there's...
If we take the North Terrace, we're trying to glance at the Americas.
Now also, just one last thing, the if you take a look at the Ramah later on, and this is just an interesting, the Ramah, after the part about the Ovel, he says, V'yadaktiku, this is again, Tavkuf Peyalef, we'll just finish off with this, because this is very important. V'yadaktiku laksar achar shliach tzibur hayoyser hogun, you should, V'yadaktik to find a shliach tzibur that's proper, by Yoiser Gobel Betoiro of Amaisin.
The kind of guy who knows to stop before Hashem, right?
Yeah.
Someone who's
a Gobel Betoiro of Amaisin. Sheasher Limsay she is foul Slichas Yom Neiron. That person you should define to David Slichas for the Yomid, and he should David for the Yom Neiron. Vishye Ben Shleishim Shana, he should be 30 years old. Gam She Nasi should also be married. He says, however, Miu Kol Yisrael Ksherim, everyone's kosher. Rakshi Marutza Lakal, the people should just, he should be Marutza, he shouldn't be a guy that's always fighting on everybody. He should be a guy that people generally like and get along with. He says, I'm the Spalba Chazaka, if somebody says, I'm davening for the Yom and I don't care what anybody else says, ain't I the Machar of Amin, you shouldn't answer after Amin. Look at the Mishabur with Tayyar Amaisim. Sivkotin Yadala, for Roy, listen to this, Shlomo, this is for you. Sheyehe Ashliach Tzibur Vehatekeya. The Shliach Tzibur and the person who's blowing Shofar, Bali Teshuva Gemura, should be complete Bali Teshuva by
fine.
The time.
That's fine.
Yeah, Gam Roisha Yovadu Kavanas Meatfilas Vatakias. He should also learn the Kavanas of the davening and the Tekias. Where is that? Behu Meazayah. That's in the Zayah. So if you're going to blow Shofar, you're going to daven for the Yomid, you should really know the Kavanas of the Tefilas.
Somebody told
and
me
then he says this.
And I
said no. And then he says, look at this.
I'm scared to open it. I'm afraid I'm going to burst into a mile of
flames. And then he says, look at the continuous Shabruah. Benagu Shemisha Hisfil with his foul. This guy is somebody who has a minig that he started already. He davened once for the oven, or he blew once for the tzibur. Afilu Pamachas Ein Litein HaMitzvah L'Achar. You shouldn't give it up. And if he gets sick, then okay, that's a different child.
I did once.
So if you take a look here, this is what always gets me. I'm saying this is also very nerve-wracking for people that daven for the Yomid. You know, that you have to be all these things. You have to be a Gadol B'Torah, Meisim, and Tshuva Gemura. And then take a look at this. Sivkatim Yabei says, Shiei Ben Shloshim. You should be 30 years old. You look at Mishmur, he says, Sha'az Roi Ben Levi La'Avaida. U'Tfilu Keneged Avaida. Right? Tfilu is Keneged Avaida. So therefore, that's that, because since a Ben Levi has to be 30 before he does the Avaida, so this guy is going to be down for the Yom, and he should be 30 when he davens V'gam Oz Liboy Nishbar V'nidka. And then also his heart at that point, at that age...
Usually you're married then, so...
His Liboy Nishbar V'nidka. It's kind of Shiloh. If let's say you have a guy who's married, but younger than 30, these are your two candidates. And a guy, or a guy who's older than 30, but single. What should you go with? And they bring down, I don't know. Here he says it right here. He brings it from the Shevet Alevi. Shevet Alevi says that the person who's married comes first.
Really?
If you take a look at the Shar Tzion, Sevkatan Chavez, he says it. Daki Moshe Shav Kasa Loshen Zeh Umitzvah Min Amuvkur Sheil Ma'ala Ben Lamed Sha'az Liboy Nishber Ben Nidke. So he says, I don't understand. 30 years old, your heart is not nishbar v'nidka. 30 years old is kayach. You're strong. Ain't nishbar v'nidka. So he says there that it must be that it's a tayyish cipher. And really, he means ben shishin. He says must have mixed up 60. It's really one. They say that the baal tefillah should be over 60.
Well, no, pretty much no baal tefillah over 60.
Ah, so then he says, well, you're right. And then he says here, no, but Maisa, he says, I found in the Archas Chaim, which is the Makar for the Kolboy, which this Lashon comes from the Kolboy. He says, I lost on the Chafshi and the Archas Chaim, which everybody knows is the Makar of the Kolboy, right? He says, everybody knows that. So I found there also the Gears of Shleisha. So it's not 60 years old. So he says, but there it fixes it up a little bit better. Why? He says, because this is the Lashon, Zelah Shoyne Shama Hilchas Tefillah, but Tzarech Ladaktik Shiyesh B'Shonav. Then he's already half the mezikna. Doesn't mean that it's that he's.
It's already started.
It just means he's already started. The process already started that his leave
over the hill.
Yeah, it's already started. The nishba v'nitka v'nitchna yes, I mean all these things. This is a tall order for the people that are blowing shayfa and the people that are davening from the omen.
Fill up boxes to check.
Yeah. Okay. Fine.
All right, just go. Okay, let's punch because it's late. You guys made a mukseh both of you?
Yeah.